Okay, thank you. If I understand you correctly, it's basically the question. Disaster risk management usually focuses on the, say, the shorter term, while climate change adaptation requires a long-term perspective. And this guide tries to merge the two perspectives and saying, okay, we're not only looking, when we're looking at disaster risk management measures, we're not only looking at a shorter term, like 5 to 10 years, but also looking into the further future, looking at climate change, what that may mean, and then try to design the measures in such a way that they will be valid also after a longer period, so after 10 years or maybe 20 years, they're still valid in a changing climate. So that's the general approach of the guide. Not sure if that's an answer, but yeah. No, that's not entirely.